Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here this morning. Market analyst Tom Leffler joins us when we come back right after this.
I watched this really cool video last night. I should show it to you, but, oh, I'm not sure there's enough left on my data plan.
Hey, you.
Do you mean me?
Yes, go ahead and show that video to your friend.
Really?
Absolutely. Pioneer has you covered. Right now, Pioneer Cellular is offering double the data on all of our Your Choice plans. So go ahead and use double the data. We double dare you. Cool, can I see it again? Go for it.
Coming up Saturday, February 7th, that's Oklahoma's oldest annual production sale, the Messner Ranch Production Sale, 12:30 p.m. at the ranch, Slap Out, Oklahoma. They'll be selling 150 service-age Hereford and Angus bulls, 50 bred Angus and Hereford heifers as well. For details about this year's Messner Ranch annual production sale, you can call Milt Messner at 580-273-9494 or Van Messner at 580-552-1555.
And welcome back, everyone. Tom Leffler joins us now from Leffler Commodities. And, Tom, let's take a look at these livestock futures. And after a couple of pretty nice days, the cattle futures, well, ended kind of mixed yesterday. Hog futures, though, still on that upward trend.
Yeah, we really saw a market yesterday, Dave, that kind of returned to what we had been seeing, volatility in our trading of the cattle complex. But as Dave said, we did close on the mix side. But before closing mix, we saw almost all of our cattle contracts, live cattle and feeder cattle both, make new highs for the week. Now, we also saw choice box beef down 41 cents yesterday, select boxes up 8 cents, total movement of 208 loads, pretty decent movement out there. Cattle kill estimated 112,000 head, cash feeder index down 11 cents. Now, just a reminder, 12 noon today, January feeder cattle futures and options do expire. We also saw the lean hogs yesterday, as Dave said, close strong to the upside, but the pork cuts had a big drop yesterday, the lowest trade on pork cuts since April of 2013. The close yesterday saw Feb cattle $1.12 higher, March feeders up 52 cents, and April lean hogs up $2.90.
We'll check the grains when we come back in just a moment.
Energy is Oklahoma's largest business, and OKEnergyToday.com keeps you up to date with the latest news. And it's free. Go to OKEnergyToday.com and sign up for our daily email newsletter, delivered to your inbox each morning. It's got the latest energy news, daily well completion reports, our daily radio energy report, and more. OK Energy Today is sponsored by Chaparral Energy, Industrial Control Solutions, and Energy and Environmental Services. OKEnergyToday.com. Subscribe today.
Well, Tom, let's take a look at our grain futures here this morning. And, well, they're still struggling. Grains were lower across the board yesterday.
Yes, Dave, struggling might be a nice term for it because we're really having a tough time for our grain complex. We continue to see lower trade every day. We are looking at the fact that yesterday, Kansas City wheat and soybean oil both made new contract lows. Chicago wheat, soybeans, and the corn made new lows for 2014. And this fund long liquidation, along with the lack of fresh price bullish news, continues to let our market slip to the downside. Now, this morning at 7:30, we will see our USDA export sales numbers to see whether or not we find any friendly news in there. Corn might be the only bright spot out of that. Now, the lower trade continued overnight. Here at 7:20, we're looking at March Casey wheat down a penny, March corn down 3 cents, March soybeans down a penny, March cotton 16 points lower, March crude oil 7 cents higher, the March dollar index is up 11 cents, and March Dow Jones futures 31 points higher.
Well, Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
Dave, they can call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the Internet, either one, by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Well, Tom, thanks so much. Appreciate your time as always here today, and we'll visit with you again tomorrow. Look forward to that. That's going to wrap it up for us here this morning. For Tom Leffler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.